association. And therefore, Lord Krishna encouraged Arjuna to come above Karmakanda sections and become fixed up in the self, beyond the dualities of this material existence. And we were seeing that, purpose of the Vedas. Who understands the purpose of the Vedas? Those who are followers of Karmakanda, they are Vedavadaratas, they are so-called followers of the Vedas, because they do not understand the purpose of the Vedas. So purpose of the Vedas is understood by those who are Brahmanas. Now among Karmakandis also there would be Brahmanas. But here Lord Krishna is defining the genuine Brahmana. Who is genuine Brahmana? So just know them. So genuine Brahmana should know the purpose of the Vedas. So Brahmanasya Vijanataha. So genuine Brahmana, real Brahmana, should know the purpose of the Vedas. So according to this, those who are Karmakandi Brahmanas, they are not actually Brahmanas. Because they have not a Brahma word has different meanings. So here Brahmana means, Brahma word means here in this context, in this verse, Vedas. Vedic hymns are called as Brahma. Brahma Jidnyasa means inquire into Vedic knowledge. So later in third chapter also Krishna says Brahmakshara Samudbhavam. Brahma, Vedic knowledge came from transcendental Lord, Akshara. So it has a transcendental source. So there Brahma word means what? Vedic means Vedas. So one who knows the purpose of the Vedas is Brahmana. Or one who has realized the Vedic hymns is a Brahmana. For such a Brahmana, the purpose is known and he engages in Buddhi Yoga. That is the point which Krishna is making. So, Prabhupada, he takes, he gives, what is the purpose of the Vedas? Vedesha sarver aham eva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. So, he speaks about the purpose of the Vedas. So, we discussed in two ways. In fact, we discussed in three ways. By following all the Vedic processes, one has to come to the point of chanting Hare Krishna. By studying all the Vedic knowledge, one has to come to the point of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And we also, I was telling how, in another way, I just briefly explained that. I did not explain it in elaborate way. So, just I'll make some additional comments on this and then we'll go ahead. So Krishna is telling, I was quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was telling, when he was teaching to Sanatan Goswami, he was teaching to Sarvam Bhattacharya, Prakashanand Saraswati. He told, Vedas, they talk about three subject matters. We discuss three sections of the Vedas. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda and Upasanakanda. That is one way of seeing that. Another way of seeing is that Vedas only talk about Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojana, if you take the essence. So, you can see there is a verse in that verse book, you know. Yaitina vastu vedekaya, like that it is told by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Krishna Sambandha, Bhakti, Abhideya, Prema, Prayojana. So, yai tina vastu vedekaya. So, he says, only these three things are spoken by the Vedas. Now, to convey this point, how sambandha abhideya is the prayojana, sambandha abhideya and prayojana is the essence of these three khandas. Karma khanda, jnana khanda and upasana khanda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was teaching to Sanatana Goswami, he quoted a parable. You understand parable? Some metaphorical story which has many meanings, hidden meanings. or allegory. Allegory is another term. So he tells the parable of Sarvajna Brahmana going to a poor man. This story or allegory was originally written in the Bhagavata Tatpare Nirnaya commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam by Madhvacharya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted it from there. So Madhvacharya tells this story like that. So once a Sarvajna Brahmana, he went to a poor man's house. And poor man was very lamenting, very unhappy, distressful, because of his poverty condition. So this Brahmana went and asked him. Sarvajna Brahmana, he was means, Sarvajna means he was a great astrologer. And Sarvajna means he knows past and future, past, present and future. So he asked, why you are unhappy? Then he says, because of my poverty condition, I am facing so many difficulties in my life. So he says, why you are lamenting due to poverty? Because your father was a very rich man, he says. So, but he died in a distant place. You do not know where he has kept his treasure, he says. Generally, previously in Vedic culture, it used to happen. They will take vanaprastha, travel to holy places and leave their body somewhere. Kashi, Varanasi, Vrindavan, Mathura, Mayapur, like that. So because your father left your body in a distant place, you do not know where is his wealth. So then he asks, where I have to find the wealth of my father? Then he says, he has kept your father in the courtyard backside of your heart, your home. So, but you should not dig on the southern part, because there is a demon there who will come and swallow you. So he says, don't dig on the western side. There is a black serpent there. It will come and bite you. Very poisonous serpent. Then don't dig on the northern side. There are many wasps, you know, drones and wasps. You know that? They, like, you have seen honeybees, you have seen, no? Like that only, they will be in big size. They are called as wasps and drones. They also bite. If they bite, they are more dangerous than honeybees. Sometimes they would be flying around here. Not bumblebee. Bumblebee is black color, yeah. This is a yellow and reddish. Two varieties come in that. Yellow and where, you know that, no? Kanjurge. Kannada, I am telling you. What they say in Telugu and Marathi, Nepali. Telugu, Marathi, Nepali. Quickly. In Hindi?
Kandiriga.
Kanna?
Kandiriga.
Kandiriga. You know, somewhat similar to Kannada. Kandiriga. You don't know Kandiriga? You know. So they are called as wasps and drones. Let us show to these people, no? Kandariga, if you see somewhere, sometimes they come and make home in the some holes and all. Mitti se banate hai na hole. To wahi wahi. Kya bolte hai Nepal mein? Karingal. In Hindi also something is similar. It is there. Karinjal, something they say like that. So we should know all these things. This is also important in Gurukula. Teachers also. We should know flora and fauna around. What are the animals, what are the trees, what are the, you know, insects, birds, everything. What is called what? What birds these are? they are making sound, no? These are sparrows, huh? Sparrows, right? Sparrows. You know sparrows, small bird would be there. So coming to the point, again. So there would be wasps and drones. They will bite like that, he says. They will come and attack you like that, he says. Don't dig on the northern side. So you dig on the eastern side, then you will get a... So you will get the wealth of your father, and then all your miseries will be, difficulties will be mitigated, and you will be happy like that, he says. So from this story, we understand, because our father, Lord Krishna, supreme father of all the living entities, Ambija Pradapita, he is the supermost richest person. So we have forgotten him, and we are struggling in this world, material world, and suffering so many miseries, right? Dukkha layam ashashvata, material world is. Why we are suffering here in this world? Because we are not in Krishna consciousness. We have forgotten our relation with Krishna, who is our supreme father. Similarly, this poor man, he had forgotten, he didn't know about the wealth of his father, about his father, right? Glories of his father. Therefore, he was suffering so many difficulties. And now, digging is what it is? It is a process of different processes which are described in Vedas. So, digging on the southern side is Karmakanda, it is. So, Karmakanda is like a Rakshasa which will swallow us up. So, and Jnanakanda is like a serpent which beats. Because ultimately, by following Jnanakanda Upanishads, one attains liberation, Sahajya Mukti, impersonal liberation. So, one will not have service attitude. Therefore, it is as good as death for the soul. Kaivalya narakayate, it is hell for the soul. So, it is like a serpent biting. And then, so either you can take a demigod worship in Upasana Kanda. Upasana Kanda, I told, two divisions, Upasana Kanda. So, demigod worship is like wasps attacking. Or you can take it as yoga also. Karma, jnana, yoga. You know, there are three different kinds of processes mentioned. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, or ashtanga yoga. Karma jnana yoga, we say like that. So, which has no connection with Krishna. Karma jnana yoga, which has no link with Krishna. So, such a... are these three sets, parts of the three directions of that courtyard. And if you dig in the eastern side is bhakti. By doing devotional service, then we will achieve our treasure. What is that treasure then? What is the treasure? By doing devotional service, what is the result of the devotional service? Love of God. Prema prayojana. So we will attain prema. So this is sambandha, avideya and prayojana. Once we attain prema, automatically all our material miseries would be mitigated. Our material existence is over. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught sambandha, avideya and prayojana to Sanatana Goswami. So this is essence of all the Vedas, Vedic knowledge, Vedic processes. So Brahmanas know this. Those who are genuine Brahmana, real Brahmana should know this. Okay. So now next, from next verse onwards, Lord Krishna defines Buddhi Yoga. What actually is Buddhi Yoga process is? He told in 39th verse, I will explain to you Buddhi Yoga. But now, before that, what he spoke? He spoke about benefits of Buddhi Yoga. And then he spoke about those people who are not in Buddhi Yoga. And those people who can be in Buddhi Yoga. That is 45th and 46th verse. So, real Brahmanas would be in Buddhi Yoga, he says. Now, we will come to the point of what actually is the process of Buddhi Yoga. That is, you see, we have broad section from 39 to 53 Buddhi Yoga, but within broad section there will be different subsections would be there. Now actually what is Buddhi Yoga? Lord Krishna is going to describe. So karmanye vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phala hetur ma te sangasta karmani. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Karmanye vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. You know this verse is a very famous verse, everyone knows, no? Why it is famous, tell? Tell, Mahabharat?
When we used to see like this,
serial Mahabharat. I am thinking Mahabharat book.
Serial.
Yeah. Tell. What happened?
They used to tell that do your karma. And
that is the message of Ramananda Sagar. He was the one who did that Mahabharat. So that is the message of Krishna, not Ramana. So that is the message of Ramananda Sagar, not Krishna. Sri Krishna is also made by that. But that guy, he used to put Prabhupada in the first. This is based on Krishna's book of Srila Prabhupada. But he will put all his bogus nonsense philosophy in that. Because Prabhupada is famous. He must have referred to Prabhupada Krishna book, definitely. Because the nectar which we get from Krishna book, where he will get that? Right. So he has used and put his bogus in that, I think. So he will talk. That is the message of Bhagavad Gita. When in Mahabharata serial, Krishna starts speaking Bhagavad Gita philosophy, he will speak, you do your karma, like that. Then why it is famous? Others who would like to say why this verse is famous? Work is worship. To support that philosophy, they will quote this verse. Okay, we will discuss a lot about that today. Then anything else, why it is?
Workaholic people, they will quote this verse.
Workaholic people quote this verse. They know this verse. See, often we used to go out to distribute books in this government offices, you know. Offices, many offices, government offices. Now lot of privatization has happened in now last few years. But previously offices work means it was government work, right? We used to go to distribute books and immediately Swamiji, if you show them Bhagavad Gita, I am also following Bhagavad Gita, I am following Karma Yoga, like that he says. Immediately. And often in the offices in India, they would put this work. This is how they made them to work and do job actually. Otherwise one would not be interested in job. This is, you see how ideas are coming. How this job culture came in India. They always put this verse in the offices. Karmanye Vadikaras with Krishna's picture, big, you know, Krishna Arjuna picture. And this verse. Wow. This is how job culture came in India. Otherwise, the Indian people are not job oriented people, you know, they are. It's idiot jobs, rascal jobs. So they would put this. Karmanye Vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. But generally they will only quote the first line. Karmanye vadikaraste. Work is our right, they will say. Adhikara means what? Right. It is our right to do work. Don't stop us. Why you are stopping? Why you are calling us donkeys? Krishna is telling Karmanye, it is a right to do our work, like that they say. Like that they say. First line, only first line. Now we'll discuss what is work. So Prabhupada here in the purport, he is giving different considerations, you see here. So three different considerations of action. Prabhupada says three considerations there are. One is prescribed duties, capricious work and inaction. So inaction, these three are there. So prescribed duties means according to our guna, So Shastric injunctions, Dharma Shastras, so they are Vedas, they prescribe some duty for us according to our guna. That means if you are a mode of goodness, you have to, your occupation would be Brahmanical occupation. Patana Patana, Yajana Yajana, Dana Pratigraha. And if you are a Kshatriya, if you are in mode of passion, then you have to do administration. Shauram Tejo Dati Raksham Yudde Cha Pepalayanam Danam Ishvara Bhavasya Kshatra Karma Svabhavajam. So Krishna says that he has to protect the citizens. We were discussing, no, definition of Kshatriya means he to protect citizens and to rule the world according to dharma. Dharmena palayat, it is told. So he has to rule the world according to dharma. That is the duty of the Kshatriya, prescribed duty. And then Vaishya is Krishi Goraksha Vanijam. Vaishya has to produce, he should produce grains, he should protect cows, and extra, whatever extra is there which he has produced, so that has to be bartered. So, you know, or whatever you can do, some, you can do business of that, Vanijya. So this is, business means not that you will manufacture unwanted things and by advertisement, and you will promote by promotion and advertisement, and you will sell them, give loans to the people to buy them, and not, that is not business which Krishna is speaking. Krishna is speaking business connected to agriculture. It is agro-based society it is. So cows, you know, grains and cow milk. So this is what he will do. So in fact, actually cow milk should not be sold according to Shastra. So these are prescribed duties. And Shudra has to serve the higher classes. He is in mode of ignorance. He cannot do any of these three activities of the higher classes. So therefore he will serve the three classes. This is prescribed duty. Niyata karma. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. It will come in next. This is called Niyata karma. Prescribed duty. So when we talk about Niyata or prescribed, who is prescribing? That should be the question, right? So that is prescribed by Shastra. So later in the third chapter we will discuss that. How Krishna, karma brahmodbhavam iti brahmaksharam samudbhavam, he says. So he goes on telling, no, first living entities are subsisting on anna. Anna comes from rain. Rain comes by performing sacrifices. Sacrifices are done according to prescribed duties. And prescribed duties are born of Vedas. So karma brahmodbhavam vidhi. I was telling, you know, Brahma means Vedas. Brahmakshara samudbhavam. I mean, Vedas are born of Supreme God. So in this way, who prescribes? This is prescribed duty. And then there is second, capricious work. Capricious work means which is done whimsically against the injunctions of the Shastra. Whimsically performed. Whimsical work it is. So this is called sinful activity. This is pious activity. That is sinful activity. Capricious work means it is not according to Shastra, according to our nature. In other words, this is Varnashrama, because Varnashrama is divided according to Guna Karma Vibhagashah. Right? According to Guna, Karma is given. And that is out of Varnashrama it is. Capricious work. Sinful activity. So later Lord Krishna in 16th chapter, he will describe it as kamakarata. Ya shastra vidhi murtstraja vartate kamakarata nasasiddhi mavapnoti na sukam na param gatim. So shastra vidhi ustraja, transgressing the shastra vidhi, prescription of the shastra, one performs one's activity, So he will not attain perfection of life. He will not be happy in this life and in the next life. So this is capricious work. Therefore, in the next, yaha shastra pramanam te karya karya vijanataha. Therefore, Arjuna, you should know based on the shastra what is karya, what should be done and what should not be done. And before that also in the 7th verse he had told. This is 16.23.24 and 16.7 also he says. Pravrittim cha nivrittim cha jananam vidurasura na shaucham na pichacharo na satyam teshu vidyate. So, demons, asuras, they do not know what should be done and what should not be done. Why? Because they don't take knowledge from the Vedas. They don't follow Vedic authority. They don't accept Vedic authority. They are atheistic. They are demonic. So, capricious work means it is demonic work. It is sinful activity. So, now in modern society, all the occupations, they come under this capricious work. All the activities, they come under this capricious work. Immediately, as soon as you go out of Krishna conscious movement, one will be in capricious work. So of course, within Krishna conscious movement also, devotees, they should be engaged in prescribed duties, not in capricious work. So then there is inaction. Inaction means you don't do anything. Neither of them. So he is like madman, just beast of burden. So of course, there is also another point here. Inaction means one who has taken sannyas from prescribed duties. He is also called akarmani. He is inaction. That is called as karma sannyas. Karma sannyas is so like Shankara's Mayavad followers and Sankhya Kapila's Sankhya philosophers. They take two in action, akarma. That means they have given up prescribed duties. So now we are beyond Varnashama. Therefore they remove their thread, everything they remove, Shika, everything they shave up. So we are beyond Varnashama now. Because prescribed duties also are cause of bondage. Next verse it will come. They are also cause of bondage. Let's say. So anyway. Now in action, there is in 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he is going to discuss about 3 kinds of activities. Karma, Vikarma and Akarma. So, Akarma. So here, it can mean both. In action means not doing anything or Akarma. But their akarma is little different, how our acharyas define it as. That is Krishna concept. That is spiritual activity, they say. So they are also supposed to be, that is in action, karma is. So they are, these things are described in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Prescribed duties, capricious work and in action. So now, you see, we were talking about this work is worship philosophy. Or, people quoting Karmanya Vadikaraste. I am doing Bhakti Yoga. So, now Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga, they will say that. But, still before discussing that, we'll come to that point. Now, you see, I told modern all the occupations are capricious work there. So, if they are engaged in capricious work, how it is becomes prescribed duty? So, anyway, at this point you just understand that they are in that category. So, whether they are really karma yogis, here even those who are following prescribed duties also not necessary that they are karma yogis. So, we will discuss that point now. In prescribed duties, again there are 3 sections. Routine work, emergency work and desired activities. So, now routine work. What is this routine work? Action in the mode of goodness purposes. So, action in the mode of goodness, later in 17th chapter Krishna will tell. Krishna, action in mode of 17, 18th chapter he will tell. So, the work which is done without expectation of any results, that is called as so action in mode of goodness. So that should be prescribed duty, first point. Not that, oh, if someone is doing capricious work without expectation of any result, that will not become a this routine work. This routine work, you got the idea? So it is not a niyata karma, it is not a prescribed duty. It will not okay, some element of sacrifice is there in that person, so that is appreciated. Now we have in ISKCON life members are there, or our own ISKCON devotees who are doing a job outside, so they may be parting some of their savings or some of their income for the propagation of Krishna conscious movement. That is appreciated, no problem, no doubt in that. But still, that is capricious work. It is not a prescribed duty. So, yeah, coming back to, this is routine work. When the work is done without the expectation of result. And whatever, you see, any work you do, you will get some result. And whatever result comes, he offers it to Krishna. In 8.11, Prabhupada says, many members of the Krishna conscious movement are working in the factories and industries. So, they are as good as sannyasis because whatever they have earned, they offer it to, they give it to Krishna conscious movement, he says. So, that will, you see, now it is little tricky. That was Prabhupada engaged the members of the Krishna conscious in the beginning of the movement. So there was no funds, there were no funds. So therefore he told all these people who came to him in the beginning to go out for doing job. They went out for job and they brought all money and gave it to Srila Prabhupada. Later, gradually book distribution developed and then Prabhupada stopped them to going from job. So, when Prabhupada wrote that, purport, it was this was the situation at that time. So, then he says they are as good as sannyasis because they are giving up everything to the Krishna conscious movement. So, then also, does it fit in this here? There is one more work that is called as emergency work. Emergency work means although your prescribed duty is Brahmana, but you do the work of Kshatriya or Vaishya. So it is told in Bhagavatam when Narad Muni was describing the prescribed duties of each Varna and Ashrama. So duties of Ashrama, he says he talked about emergency work. So in emergency, a Brahmana may take the job of even Vaishya, but he should not take the job of Shudra. So that is called as emergency work. Shudra means Swavrati, it is mentioned, dog's occupation, that is condemned for Brahmana. So then desired activities means he follows the prescribed duty, but he is attached to the results. That is desired activity. So that is third one. So now karma kandis will come in that category. So now they are karma kandis. And what Lord Krishna is prescribing is these two. This is 2.47. He wants us to either be here or be here. Especially. This is, and here also he has to be detached from fruits of action. Then only that becomes yoga. So, yogastha kuru karmani. Next, Krishna says. So, this is prescribed. Now, unless one is in this, he cannot claim himself to be karma yogi. And this also. Where he is parting his results, that also question comes. Next question is, where he is giving? So yat karoshi yad ashnasi yad juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapashyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. So that has to be offered to Krishna. Krishna is later, he will tell about that. Whatever work you are doing, you offer it to me. This is karma yoga. Ideally, if you take it. So it's not clearly told here. He only says in a negative way, you should not be attached to where we have to part it. That is not told here. Because in Vedic culture, even if they give donation to the Brahmanas, so that was ultimately would reach to Lord Vishnu. Because in Vedic culture it was specifically charity was given to Brahmanas. And they will pay the tax for a king, and whatever is required for themselves, they will keep that much. And remaining everything they will give to Brahmanas for charity, for the charity. So in this way Vedic culture was divided, and giving charity to Brahmanas and feeding Brahmanas means it is giving it to Lord Krishna. So it was told that in 4th canto of Bhagavatam that verse comes, that actually Lord eats through the mouth of Brahmanas, it is told. So in this way Vedic culture was Brahman bhoj, or giving charity to the Brahmana was. Now later this all Daridra Narayan bhoj, Daridra Narayan Seva and all, Vivekananda's preaching came like that, and Brahmanas also fell down from devotional service. So in this way so now if someone claims I am doing bhakti yoga, karma yoga, then he has to be in this category. He cannot claim himself unless he is in this category. Now, idiot rascals, they don't know any what is their guna, what is their prescribed duty, nothing. And what is this goodness, action in mode of goodness. They don't know anything and still they claim, and they are fully enjoyers of their fruits of action. Because only first line they will quote, you have right to work. Karmanyevadhikaraste. They will not quote the next line. Ma phalesh kadaj. Don't be attached to any results. Ma karma phala hetur bar. So in this way, Lord Krishna is prescribing this one to Arjuna. So this is the message of this verse. So now I will read the purport, then we will go for further discussion on this. Before reading purport, I would like to tell one or two points. Now you see, we were talking about karma mimamsakas. I gave example of that Mandan Mishra. If you just take the first line of the verse, first pada, or pada it is called in Sanskrit. So karma neva, you have right to perform your prescribed duty, and remove the next two padas. Ma karma phala heturbur mate sangvast akarmani, and ma phaleshu kadachana, ma karma phala heturbur, you remove this both, and take again next line, don't be attached to inaction also. So if you just take these two, first pada and last pada, then who will be happy? Who will be happy? Karmakandis will be very happy. Karma vadis, the so-called, these capricious workers, donkeys. So they will say only first line, they will be. And karma khandis, they will only take the first and last. But Krishna is telling, don't be attached to the fruits of action also. No. Karma vadi means, I mean to say, first, those are capricious workers, who so-called karma, karma yogis who, you know, we were discussing about them, you know, in the offices and all, modern day society, Indian society. So in this way they will be happy, but Krishna is not telling that much only. He is not just telling karma nivadikaraste, he is not telling karma nivadikaraste, and mate sangasta karmani, he is not telling that. You understood that point which I tell? Karmakandis would be happy. Why they would be happy? Don't take sannyas, inaction. Don't be attached to inaction. That is the last line, no? Right? Mate sangasta karmani. Right? And first two, in between two lines, will tell not to enjoy the fruits of action. Then karmakandis would be very happy. Oh, Krishna is telling, it is a right to perform your prescribed duties. So we are engaged in performing our prescribed duties. For performing yajnas, and he is telling not to be attached to inaction also. So not to be attached to karma sannyas, not to take karma sannyas also. So in this way they would be very happy. Okay, so we will discuss some more things about this. This is difference between karmakandis and followers of Daiva Varnashrama. Followers of Daiva Varnashrama, they would be following this path. Karmakandis will be doing this one, desired activity. So karmakandis will be doing this activity, and followers of Daiva Varnashrama, they will be doing this one. This is the difference. And karma mimamsakas are attached to karma phala. Ma karma phala heturbur, and they consider themselves to be the cause of result. Right or not? I am doing prescribed duty, therefore Indra has to give result. Or God has to give result. Therefore they consider themselves the cause of action. Is clear? They consider themselves to be the cause of the result and cause of action. Ma karma phala hetu. Hetu, hetu means cause. So in this way, they are attached to fruits of result, they are attached to, you know, cause of results. They consider themselves to be the cause of result. Again, coming to the point here, there are three considerations here. Prescribed duties, capricious work, and inaction. Prescribed duties are activities enjoined in terms of once acquired modes of material nature. So I have discussed this. So I am reading from the Parvat Haribhav. So for Kunji Bihari Ramayana class is going on. Okay, whatever you do, we are happy. Just sit peacefully. So read the Parvat. 2.47. Prescribed duties, capricious work, and inaction. Okay, I'll read, you all see there, you know, because you should be able to read. Prescribed duties are activities enjoined in terms of once acquired modes of material nature. Capricious work means actions without the sanction of authority. And inaction means not performing one's prescribed duties. The Lord advised that Arjuna not be inactive, but he perform his prescribed duty without being attached to the result. You know that Arjuna wanted to take sannyas from karma, right? We have, you know, 1.31, and just recently it had come somewhere, one of the purports. So yeah, one who is attached to the results of his work is also cause of action. Thus he is enjoyer or sufferer of results of such actions. As far prescribed duties are concerned, they can be fitted into three subdivisions, namely routine work, emergency work, and desired activities. Routine work performed as an obligation in terms of scriptural injunction without desire for results is action in mode of goodness. Now you see this statement of all those who are in Varnashrama, they would be under different modes, but their activities are in mode of goodness. Why? Because they are doing them without the expectation of results. You got the idea? Like yesterday we were talking, no? Sadhana bhakti, sadhakas are not pure, but sadhana bhakti is pure devotional service. Similarly here also, you see, karma. Those who are karmis, they are, you know, those who are followers of Daiva Varnashrama, they are under different modes of nature. But they do work according to mode of goodness. Work with results becomes cause of bondage. Therefore, such work is not auspicious. Everyone has his proprietary right in regard to prescribed duties, but should act without attachment to the result. They write, no, everywhere, proprietor, in the shops and everywhere. only activity you have right. But without attached, such disinterested obligatory duties doubtless lead one to the path of liberation. Arjuna was therefore advised by the Lord to fight as a matter of duty without attachment to the result. His non-participation in the battle is another side of attachment. Such attachment never leads one to the path of salvation. Any attachment, positive or negative, is cause for bondage. Inaction is sinful. Prabhupada says, inaction is sinful. Therefore, fighting as a matter of duty was the only auspicious path for salvation for Arjuna. So basically that is sinful in the sense that the prescribed duty which you are supposed to follow, you are giving it up, then it becomes impious activity, right? So karma sannyas is sinful, it is. According to karma kandas also. That's what they say. Now, you see, karma, work is a worship. So how it will become worship? You do capricious work and you will do worship, right? One can do anything. A butcher is there. He is doing his work. Is it worship it is? Butcher's work is worship it is? He is killing cow. Is it worship? What is this nonsense work is worship? Idiot rascal. So, or Osama bin Laden is putting a bomb on you. He is doing his work. Right, then why you are going and fighting against her, blasting Osama bin Laden? So like that. So this gang rape was a big news. It's going on. So then rapists are doing their work. Is it worship? Why you are hanging them? What is this nonsense? They don't have such common sense, idiot rascals. Those who speak all these things. You can tell them, I'll come and stab you from backside. So don't bother me. Then there is no law and order, right, in the society. So that is one point. Now, another question I would like to ask. What is your expectation? Where devotees should be there in this chart? Where the members of the Krishna consciousness? Because, you see, we are devotees. That doesn't mean that we won't have livelihood and all. You know, we don't need to eat, we don't need to work and all. We have to earn our livelihood, right or not? Especially grihastha devotees we are talking about. Where they should be in this category? They are not only in this category, they are completely out of it. We have to make some special consideration for them out of these three considerations. It is six considerations are there here. Five considerations are there here. Out of the five considerations, we will make sixth consideration for our devotees or what? What we will do? Where they should be, tell. Where they should be.
One, two, three, four, and five.
Fifth consideration. Five considerations are there. Where the devotees should be, tell. One or two?
One
and two. One and they should be. Why one?
Because they should do for
that will be difficult to tell, right?
They should do for Krishna.
Okay, no problem. What else?
They should do for Krishna.
Yeah, they should. First of all, they should be following prescribed duty, according to our guna and they should do it for Krishna. Now, bookshop means any selling engineering books is not prescribed duty. It is. Prescribed duty means selling Bhagavad Gita's, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna conscious literature is prescribed duty. It is. So you will tell, no, this one, teach this one, You got the idea?
Selling program.
So selling engineering books, will where it will come, tell?
Capricious
one, right? Good, very good. Good. So, nice, you are learning, 2.47 you write down, in your notes. Your note, in the purport it is told like this only, no? This chart only is explained, in the purport. Right or not? Very good, very good. So, devotee should be here, right? Here. And this also, everything should be done without detachment.
How it can come in emergency
work? Emergency work means, because sometimes it may not be brahminical work, there is no suitable work. If no student is there to study Shastra, then what he will do, Brahmana sitting alone? Right or not? Mm-hmm. Then he will do, what is that?
Vaishava
distribution. He will open a shop, a bookshop. Right or not? And no one is there to study, everyone is going to school. Shreyas is also going to school. Better we sell some books, what to do? No, like that we'll go, right? You got the idea? If no one is there to hear our philosophy, we will go and distribute books, that's all. That is emergency work. Right? Okay. So, in this way, one should be here. Recently I read one article in one of the devotee website, which is very most visited website among our devotees. So there was an article written by one boy. I understand that he is boy because he had put the name, secular name. There was no initiate. Looks like he is not yet initiated. So he started his article saying that I am trying to, by taking to Krishna consciousness and by practicing Krishna consciousness, I am trying to go away. So hear attentively. So I am trying to go away from Maya. But when I go to job, I am feeling that I am again going into Maya and helping others to be in Maya by my job. No? Right? So this thought was hunting me. Haunting me, he was saying. Then I went to a Sunday feast lecture. Then in the temple, and devotee gave lecture, and I asked question, or devotee himself told in the lecture, you should think that your job is for Krishna. Then you will be inspired to do the work, like that he said. So now, by hearing that, I became pacified. And I have put a signboard on my table in the office. That I am doing this job for Krishna. Every day I come and remind me and try to think about that constantly. That I am doing this job for Krishna, job for Krishna, job for Krishna. So then what is that? Is it prescribed duty? Why it is not? What is the problem with that?
Because
it is not according to his guna.
It is not according to his guna, no?
He is not feeling satisfaction out of that work. Just forcing himself.
But you know, I am thinking that it is for Krishna, it is for Krishna, no?
No, but thinking that the benefit of that work is not going to Krishna, then how it is for Krishna?
I'll give donation, no?
Okay, if you give 50% then it's okay. 50% who is giving?
50%. Even if I give 50% also, then?
And then comes in a category of
then it will come under emergency work. Still it will not be in the routine.
It will come in emergency work?
Routine work.
He's committing so much sinful, he's getting so much sinful reaction by doing job. He's calling work for Krishna.
So that is a mlecha seva, mlecha sangi, mlechera karpur, nicha jati, nicha sangi, nicha seva. That verses we read, no? From, so it comes under that category. Basically, he is a betrayer of cows and Vedic civilization of this whole thing.
If you give 50%,
even if he gives 50%, he should not go on continuing that. He should not go on continuing that. He should change his occupation. He should directly take occupation under Varnashrama. So like that, he got from the lecture, message from the lecture. So maybe the devotee, just to encourage him in devotion, not to disturb, he must have spoken that, right or not. But technically, if you go, if you want to understand properly what is Bhagavad Gita philosophy, we discuss, no, how this is a demonic work. It is capricious work, means it is demonic. It is, it doesn't come into daiva varnashrama. Daiva and asura, there are two things, right? Divine and demonic. So it doesn't come under divine. So it is not that these are all different considerations, you know. One is doing prescribed duty, but he is attached to the results. One is attached to inaction. One is engaged in capricious work. One is detached from the fruits of action, but he is engaged in capricious work. All these different categories, they come. We can make this list of that, you know, different permutations and combinations of these things. So permutations and combinations of this. So we have to understand properly Bhagavad Gita philosophy. What is Bhagavad Gita philosophy? So definitely Krishna wants Arjuna to do this work. That's why he is encouraging him. So grahastha should be engaged in this work. So they should either engage in this work without any attachment to the results. So they should give tax to the temple, they should give donation to the sannyasis, brahmanas. And whatever their family maintenance is required. This is how it works. So text 47. I'll just read one. Karma means work. One should not think, because I am not this body, I do not need to work. If you cease to work, then the idle brain will be a devil's workshop. We have to work. So therefore, Lord says the technique of acting on the spiritual platform is that you have right to act. You have your right to act according to your position. But karmanyevadhikarasne ma phaleshu, but you should not desire to enjoy the fruits of your activities. If I want to enjoy the fruit of my activity, what will happen? Suppose I am a businessman. I have made a profit of $10 million in this year. Do you mean to say that I should not enjoy this huge amount of money? I have to throw it away. The Bhagavad Gita says, Ma phaleshu kadachana. You cannot take the fruitive result of your work. That will happen if you do. Krishna said, Ma karma phala hetur guru. Don't be the cause of the result of your activities, otherwise you will be bound by the interaction of your activity. If you are not the cause of the effect, will not touch you. Ma karma phala hetur guru vato sangasta karmani. Say, perhaps it's better that I do nothing. That is not permitted. You cannot stop taking action. And at the same time, you should not enjoy the fruitive results of your activity. I have a business friend in India who sold many of my books. Then one time he told me that for the present, he would not be offering my books for sale. The strange reason was because of the government regulations, it was more profitable for the temporarily suspend trading. If he continued, all profits would be taken in taxes, so it was more profitable to do less work. The mind operates like this. It reasons that if he cannot enjoy the results of its activities, then it will cease work. There is a proverb in English, ownership turns sand into gold. Where there is muck, there is brass. Employers can make huge profits. An employee on a fixed wage may feel exploited and not give of his best because he has no share of the profits. But Krishna teaches that we should work to the best of our ability, dedicating our efforts to him. If we do, our lust to enjoy the results of our work will fade in the light of knowledge that work for Krishna is on the spiritual plane. So, text 48. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam jatva dhananjaya sirjaya sindhya sabhubhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Perform your duty equipoised, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachment to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhayo samabhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. This was told by Krishna to Arjuna in verse number 2.38. Tell 2.38, which is the verse 2.38. So there Krishna says, you know, you perform your battle, you know, fighting samekrutva, samatvam, here word comes, in equanimity. This was also told to Krishna, Arjuna, in the state of mind was told. Yam hi na vetayante te purusham purush samadukka sukam dhiram somratatvaya kalpate. Amratatvaya kalpate. So here he is defining what is yoga. I was telling, no? From 47th verse, Krishna defines what is buddhi yoga, or yoga. So, yogastha kuru karmani. In the previous verse, he spoke it in a more or less in a negative way. Don't be attached to fruits. Don't consider yourself to the cause. Don't be attached to inaction out. You do for prescribed duty. That is your right. So here in more positive way he says, Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhayo samabhutva samatvam yoga. So in this way, being situated in yoga, sangam tyaktva dhananjaya, giving up attachment to the results, that is called sangam. Sangam means attachment. So dhananjaya siddhya asiddhayo samabhutva. So he is using the word dhananjaya, right? Why? Because so previously What he had done? He had won lots of wealth for Yudhishthira Maharaj. So he did not claim proprietorship over that. Oh, I have won, why I have to give it to you? I'll perform my own sacrifice. He did not do that. He gave it to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Therefore, he is Dhananjaya. Sangam Chaktva Dhananjaya. Siddhya Siddhayo. Success or failure? In that previous verse, you know, he was not getting profit, therefore he stopped selling the books. Such equanimity is called as yoga. So basically yoga means detachment from sense gratification and attaching the results to Krishna or the Supreme. And equanimity is yoga. Why? Because unless one is in equipoise state, so one cannot be detached from results of activities. So forward. Krishna tells Arjuna that he should act in yoga. What is that yoga? Yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme by controlling the ever-disturbing senses. And who is the Supreme? The Supreme is the Lord. And because he himself is telling Arjuna to fight, Krishna has nothing to do with the results of fight. Gain or victory are Krishna's concern. Arjuna is simply advised to act according to the direction of Krishna. The following of Krishna's dictation is real yoga. That is practiced in the process of called Krishna consciousness. By Krishna consciousness, here Prabhupada is defining what is Krishna consciousness. In many places he defined what is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means acting under the direction of Krishna. And that is yoga. By Krishna consciousness, one can give up the sense of proprietorship. One has to become the servant of Krishna, or the servant of Krishna. Dasa, dasana, dasa. That is the right way to discharge duty in Krishna consciousness, which alone can help one to act in yoga. Arjuna is a Kshatriya, and as such, he is participating in Varnashram Dharma institution. It is said that said in the Vishnu Purana that in the Varnashrama Dharma, the whole aim is to satisfy Vishnu. This verse, you know, Varnashrama Acharita Purushena Parapuman Vishnu Raradhyate Panta Nanyatha Tosha Karanam. So, Varnashrama Acharita Purushena Parapuman. The purpose of performing following Varnashram Dharma is Vishnu Aradhana. There is no other way to worship Lord Vishnu like that it is told. So there is no other way to worship Lord Vishnu. What is the meaning of that? There is no other way to... That means Bhakti Yoga, Buddhi Yoga, Varnashrama, it's all Bhakti only. Lord becomes pleased only by Bhakti. So, okay. So here Prabhupada translating yoga as See here Prabhupada says yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme by controlling the ever-disturbing senses. I spoke this. Still, I want to clarify this. Here, Krishna says, Samatvam Yoga Uchyate. Equipoise. Equanimity is yoga. Then, why Prabhupada is giving different definition? Tell. You got the question? Krishna says, Samatvam is yoga. Equanimity is yoga. And Prabhupada says, yoga means to concentrate the mind upon the Supreme by controlling the ever-disturbing senses. Then who is the Supreme? Like that he goes on. So, what is the relation between Krishna's definition and Srila Prabhupada's definition? I told this. I made a passing statement.
I'm just going to repeat on how you surrender your results and be unattached to you.
So unless we are equipoised, we will not be able to detach ourselves from sense gratification and concentrate our mind on Krishna. Therefore, one has to be equipoised. Okay. That is the point. So, I'll read the quote from lecture. The real meaning of yoga is to keep in touch with the Supreme. So you have to work from the platform of spiritual consciousness. The Lord doesn't say, you must stop work, He is God. He did not say to Arjuna, I am your friend, I shall supply what you need, you don't need to work. No, He did not say that. Rather, Arjuna was refusing to fight and Krishna is inducing him to fight. On the spiritual platform, there is no question of stopping work, but we must work for the Supreme. You are not the doer. You are being ordered by the Lord to do it. There is an example that you take a rod and kill a snake. Now the rod is practically killing the snake, but actually the rod is not responsible for the... because the man who has taken the rod is killing the snake. He is responsible for killing the snake, not the rod. So we have to become the rod in the hand of the Supreme. The Lord then assumes responsibility for action. This example is from some Nyaya Shastra. You know, different kinds of Nyayas are there, no? Kupa Manduka Nyaya, Ardha Kukuta Nyaya is one of these Nyayas. So this is a very, this topic is, this example is very traditional example. This is a hot debate between Karma Mimamsakas and Karma Sannyasis and followers of Daiva Varnashrama who perform activity with detachment, prescribed duty with detachment. So who is the cause of action? Who has to take the results of the action? They, you know, discuss on this. This is a big example. There is, you know, in Vedic culture, if you see Vedic history, lot of debates based on this topic. Means especially this. Okay, so next. Dure nahyavaran karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddho sharanam vaccha kripana phalahekava. O Dhananjaya, keep all abominable activities for distance by devotional service. Which are abominable activities, tell?
Sense gratification.
In this, which are abominable activities?
Capricious
and inaction. So even desired also. It will come next to us. What is that verse, Nidya? Next verse also it will come. Later on. See, especially in this verse particularly, he is talking about capricious work and inaction. Next verse he tells to give up that also. So because, you know, you see, this is it comes in prescribed duty. It is a pious activity. It cannot be sinful, abominable. But it is also abominable in the sense that it will again makes us to come to this world. So, durena hyavaran karma bhuti yoga dhananjaya buddho sharanam vaccha. In that consciousness, surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruits of action, their work are misers. So, he is basically telling, do these things. Keep them away and don't be kripana also. This is kripana, miserly man. Why I should spare the, you know, results of my activity? Kripana, he thinks like that. So don't be like that also, he says. One who has actually come to understanding one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of the Lord gives up all engagements, say working in Krishna consciousness. As already explained, buddhi yoga means transcendental loving service to the Lord. Such devotional service is right course of action for living entity. Only misers desire to enjoy the fruit of their own work just to further entanglement in material bondage. Except work for Krishna, all activities are abominable because they continually bind the worker to the cycle of birth and death. See here. Prabhupada is telling, except for work in Krishna consciousness, all activities are abominable. This is ultimate definition of proper work. One should therefore never desire to be the cause of work. Everything should be done in Krishna consciousness for the satisfaction of Krishna. Misers do not know how to utilize the assets of riches which they acquire by good fortune or by hard labor. One should spend all energies working in Krishna consciousness, and that will make one's life successful. Like misers, unfortunate persons do not employ their human energy in the service of the Lord. Okay. So in this verse also, Krishna is addressing Arjuna as Dhananjaya. So we can understand it in the same way as we understood from the previous verse, because there is no explanation. So then now from verse number 49 to 53. So I will read the quote. We have to decide, I shall work for sense gratification or shall I work for satisfaction of the Supreme? If the latter, then our life becomes spiritualized. Spiritual life doesn't mean that we have to change the activities in which we are already engaged, or that our body will change to something extraordinary. The same body, same feature, same activities and same engagement, everything remains the same. But we have to decide whether our activities will be done from the spiritual platform or from the material platform. If we can discriminate in that way, as Lord Krishna advises Arjuna, Durena Hyavaram Karma Buddhi Yoga Dhananjana, my dear Dhananjana, Buddhi Yoga, by your intelligence. You have to use your intelligence and decide whether to be on the platform of pure consciousness or on the platform of this body. So text 50. So this is the last verse in this subsection which we were discussing, the actual process of Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi yukto jahati ha ubesh kuta dushkute tasmad yoga yujasva yoga karma sukhavachana. A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad reactions even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work. Since time immemorial, so buddhi yukto jahati ha ube sukrita duskrite. So give up this also, sukrita, pious activities and impious activities. So those two are impious activities, and this is also, this is pious activity. Both you reject, it says. It's clear. Ube sukrita duskrite. Why? Because even this will become cause of bondage. It will bind you to this world. Even if the results of pious activities, to enjoy that you have to come back to this world. So therefore you don't do that also. Sukruti, sukruta work. Buddhi yukto jahati ha ube sukruta duskrute. You know, this sukruti word was used for pious activities. It is used for spiritual piety also. Punya word is used for spiritual piety as well as material piety. So many terms are used for indicating one thing, and one thing indicates one term indicates many things like that. This is the art of doing work, he says. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Art of living, art of working, art of living, we'll talk later. Since time immemorial, each living entity has accumulated the various reactions of his good and bad work. As such, he continuously ignorant of his real constitutional position. Once ignorance can be removed by the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, which teaches, we have discussed in the purpose of Bhagavad, which teaches one to surrender unto Lord Shri Krishna in all respects and become liberated from chained victimization of action and reaction. Birth after birth, Arjuna is therefore advised to act in Krishna consciousness, the purifying process of resultant action. Hmm. So since time immemorial, Prabhupada says, he begins the purport, no? That song is there, Anadi karma phale padi bhavar nama jale kori bare thari bare na deki upay. And there is another, these are very nice things. Chained victimization of action and reaction, Prabhupada says, no? You are seeing there, chained victimization, it is there in this purport or previous purport?
Yes.
Where is that? I am not getting. Yeah, so in the, they are towards the end. Huh? So chained victimization of action and reaction, birth after birth. Right? This is samsara chakra. Or karma bandha pash. Chain pash. Karma bandha pash. Pash. That word is there. So how it is? You do activity. Then you enjoy those results, activity or suffer. Then while enjoying, you will perform other some other activities. Then again you will enjoy in this way, chained victimization. So, there is lecture. Yoga Karma Shu Kaushalam. Kaushalam means expert trick. There are two workers. One man is very expert, another man is not so adept. Perhaps something is wrong with the machine, and the man who is not very expert works all day to repair it. The expert arrives and immediately makes a few minor adjustments, and the machine starts. This is kaushala. Means kushala means auspicious. Kushala leads to kaushala. That means if you know how to work on the platform of yoga, that is the highest technique of doing work. Persons who are not working towards spiritual realization may be engaged in work for 8 hours a day, but those who are working towards spiritual realization are engaged 24 hours every day. The difference is that on the material platform, on the bodily conception of life, if you work for 8 hours only, you will feel fatigued. But if you work 24 hours on a spiritual level, you won't feel fatigued. This is true. And it is my practical experience. I am here with you. I am always working, reading or writing 24 hours at a time. When I feel hungry, I take some food. When I feel tired, I go to bed. Otherwise, always I don't feel fatigued. You can ask Mr. Paul, it is, if this is my practice, I take pleasure in this. I don't feel tired. Similarly, when one achieves that spiritual sense, he will not want to waste time sleeping. This is a this lecture he gave, early lecture, you know, right or not, he is. Bhagavad Gita 2.4951, New York, 1966. This was, you know, every 3 days in a week he used to conduct Bhagavad Gita lectures in the beginning. That was Thursday, Friday, and Monday, something like that, you know, 3 days in a week. He would perform, you know, that early beginning lecture is. Text 51. So now onwards, what are the results of following Buddhi Yoga? Results of following Buddhi Yoga. Right, we were discussing results of studying Bhagavad Gita, what are the benefits of Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, and all these things. So Krishna is telling all these things in Buddhi Yoga. Karmajam buddhi yukta hi phalam tyagva manishina janma bandha vinirmukta padam gacchanta namayam. By thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the results of work in this material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries. So, karma jam buddhi yukta hi phalam tyaktva manishinaha. Here, manishin means great sages or devotees. So, karma jam. Buddhi yuktahi. Buddhi yuktahi karmaja means in buddhi, buddhi yoga, whatever phala comes, phalam tyaktva. Karma jam means what? Jam means born. The result which is born due to following karma with buddhi, accompanied by buddhi, knowledge of the self, knowledge of the soul. So when we have knowledge of the soul, we will be detached from sense gratification. We will not be attached from sense gratification. So therefore karmajam buddhi yuktahi phalam tyaktva manish, then they give up phalam. Janma bandha vinurmukta padam gacchanti anayama. So janma bandha vinurmukta, they become free from the cycle of birth and death, and padam gacchanti anamayam, they attain to the position of place where there are no material miseries, anamayam. Anamayam, material miseries. One meaning is, I think, anamayam word is free from diseases also. Padam gacchanti anamayam. Anyway, material existence is a disease to the soul. So because this padam word comes here, Srila Prabhupada, he quotes verse. Shamashitaye padapallavam plavam mahatpadam punyayasho murare vavambudirvatsa padam param padam 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 yadvipadam. So what is the speciality of this verse? Tell. What is the speciality of this verse? Pada word comes again and again, no? Right? Pada, 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 pada. So many times it has come. How many times, Chaka? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Vipadam. 7, that also. So like that, 7 times it comes.
So one should take the shelter of Lord.
Yeah. So that is the teaching of this verse, right? For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Mukunda, or giver of Mukti, Murare comes, but Prabhupada translated as Mukunda. Because that is relevant to the expression, explanation. The ocean of material world is like the water contained in calf's hoof rind. Padam param padam, a place where there is no material miseries, or Vaikuntha is the goal, not the place where there is danger at every step. So here, lotus feet of the Lord are compared to boat. They are such a boat by which we can cross over the ocean of material existence by taking shelter of those lotus feet. Now you see, when we sit in a boat, if we are crossing, what happens? You take a boat and then it will go to that side. Then you will have to wait until that boat comes back. So now this palam tektva manishina, manishina means great sages and devotees, they have taken shelter of Lord's lotus feet and they have crossed the ocean. That doesn't mean that boat is not available for us now. This is the speciality of this boat. On material platform, boat is different, and this boat is different. It is. This boat is always available, anyone who is. Why it is always available? Because boat doesn't have to go from this bank to that bank. That ocean or that, you know, river, whatever you are crossing, that it will itself becomes very small. Then you can easily cross over. It becomes like a water contained in a calf's hoof rind. So this is how. So crossing over material ocean. There is, in fifth canto of Bhagavatam, there is a diameter of the universe. Universe is like a egg, no? Egg shaped. Brahmanda, anda means egg shape. So diameter of the universe is given. But there are many universes of different sizes also. And in Bhagavad Gita, ekam shena sthita jagat. This material world is situated in 1/4 part. You can just, what is the size? You can imagine based on our, you know, description of our universe, you know, size given by our universe. It is very unimaginable size it is, so big material world is. So by taking shelter of Lord, it just becomes like this, you know, this much size for devotees. This much size only. That is the speciality of, you know, calf's hoof print, calves. How many of you have seen cows and calves? You have seen cows and calves? We have to ask this question to everyone. That is the condition now. So you can see the calf's hoof print. Hoop means you understand? Hoop. Yes. What is hoop?
Yes.
that you know, yeah. So the footprint of calf is called hoof print. Calf's hoof print. This is the status. So Prabhupada tells, you know, that this material world is a place of misery, suffering. Only in ignorance we think that this is a place, very good place. So we should go to Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Loka, where there are service for the cause of the Lord is called Karma Yoga or Buddhi Yoga. Or in plain words, service to the Lord. Okay. Text 52. Yada te moha kalilam yadi tarishti tadarandhayasi vedam shodhavasya shatasya cha. So I told from the previous verse, now Krishna is telling the result of following Buddhi Yoga. They will attain, they will become free from karma, janma bandha, vinirmuktam padam gacchantanayam. So now, now he further he tells, when your intelligence has passed out of the dense darkness forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard. Shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. So basically it is shrotavyasya shrutasya cha means what they used to hear in Vedic culture. Vedic culture they will hear shrutis, no? Shruti means to be heard. Hearing means hearing shrutis. All that is to be heard and heard, you know, or you have heard or that is to be heard in the future. So, Karma Kandi is basically they will hear all the Shrutis because 99% of the Shrutis they contain only Karma Kanda. So, just 1% towards the end, I'm just giving an idea, 1%, not just 1%. Just towards the end there is Brahma Jnana, Upanishads is there in the Shrutis. So, here, Krishna is telling to Arjuna that you will become indifferent to that. And then he compares that Karmakanda portion as Moha Kalila. Moha Kalila means dense forest, dark forest it is. Now Moha Kalila means what? Dense forest means of delusion. Moha means delusion. So, purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to deliver us from this delusion. And Vedas also filled with so much delusion. So, we have to be careful while studying Vedas. So, just like you enter a forest, once you enter a forest, a dark, dense forest, you may not understand the way back, where to go, where, you know, where you are going. So, similarly, one can become bewildered even in the Vedic culture also. So even in Vedic culture, Vedic Varnashrama also one may become bewildered if they take to Karma Kanda. Therefore we told that story, you know, don't dig on the southern side. So there is a big Rakshasa there. This is, and this is compared to a dense forest now, Moha Kalila. Buddhir Vyati Tarishyati. So Tadagantayasi Nirdayavam Shrotavyasya Shrutasya cha. So for this, Prabhupada is giving one example of a devotee, great devotee, Madhavendra Puri. Example. How he was not at all interested in Karmakanda activities. And he was completely become indifferent to this. Dark dense of, dense dark delusion of forest of Karmakanda. Sandhya Vandana Badramastu Bhavato Bhosnana Tubhyam Namo Bodhe Vaha Pitarasya Tarpana Vido Naham Kshamaksham Yatam Yatra Kvapi Nishidya Yadava Kulottamasya Kamsad Vishaha Smaram Haram Magam Harami Tadalam Manneki Manne Name. Oh, my prayers three times a day, all glories to you. Oh, bathing, I offer my obeisances unto you. Oh, demigods. O forefathers, please excuse me for my inability to offer you my respects. Now wherever I sit, I can remember the great descendant of the Yadu dynasty. Who is that? Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, and thereby I can free myself from all sinful bondage. I think this is sufficient for me. So someone may vow to become free from sinful reactions. One may follow Vedic path. So, but Madhavendra Puri is completely indifferent to it. In the later part, Prabhupada, he explains how Vedic rituals are meant for neophytes. Neophytes means those who are engaged in capricious work, those who have come to Vedic culture, those who have entered that Vedic culture, that for them. Comprehending all kinds of prayers three times a day, taking a bath early in the morning, offering respect to forefathers, etc. But when one is fully Krishna conscious and engaged in his transcendental loving service, one becomes indifferent to all the regulative principles because he has already attained perfection. If one can reach the platform of understanding by the service, by service to the Supreme Lord Krishna, he has no longer to execute different types of penances and sacrifices as recommended in revealed scriptures. And similarly, if one has not understood that the purpose of Vedas is to reach Krishna, simply engages in the rituals, and then he is uselessly wasting time in such engagement. Persons in Krishna consciousness transcend the limit of Shabda Brahma or the range of Vedas and Upanishads. So this is very high thing. There is another quote about Madhavendra Puri, is how he was indifferent to the world. It is quoted in 2.4.4 purport. Let the sharp moralist accuse me of being illusioned. I do not mind. Experts in Vedic activities may slander me as being misled. Friends and relatives may call me frustrated. My brothers may call me a fool. And wealthy Mammonites may point me out as mad. And the learned philosophers may assert that I am much too proud. Still my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, though I may be unable to do it. Like that. So Prabhupada also comments on that. So, just I was explaining Moha Kalilam, that how it is like a dense forest. So, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to East Bengal to earn livelihood. So, there he meets Tapan Mishra. So, Tapan Mishra was studying Vedic literatures. And he could not come to any conclusion. Read, so many Vedic literatures he read. Almost all the Vedas he studied. But he did not understand the purpose of the Vedas. Then someone told him, see, Nimai Pandit has come to this town. So you go to meet him. He will explain to you. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not yet started Sankirtan movement. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught him about the purpose of life. And he showed that he is Krishna himself. And he told Tapan Mishra not to reveal to anyone. And later he told Tapan Mishra to go to Varanasi. I'll meet you there. He came to Varanasi. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Varanasi, he stayed with Tapan Mishra. So he stayed with Chandrasekhar Acharya and took prasad in Tapan Mishra, because Tapan Mishra was Brahmana. So Chandrasekhar Acharya was Khayastha. So coming to the point why I told this Tapan Mishra's son only is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So coming to the point that why I am telling is that one may go on studying the Vedas, one may not find the ultimate goal, ultimate purpose. One may not understand it. They are so dense. So okay, restless Damodar, sit properly and hear. This is a prayer of by Madhavendra Puri. He says, I am not going to do anything except serve Krishna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this movement, he preached that simply by chanting you will get all perfection. And the Brahmanas of Navadvip rebelled against him, saying, this boy is preaching against Vedic religious system. In other words, they were afraid of losing their priestly position. Because if everyone takes to simply chanting Hare Krishna and forgets all ritualistic activity, then how will these priests live? They were priestly class, they were getting money from their followers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no such desire. He simply fired the whole thing, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Simply chant Hare Krishna and you will become elevated to the highest platform. Now our priestly class is also preaching. Work in the company. So text 53. Shuti viprati pannate yadastasyasi nishala samadha chala buddhi sadayogam. When your mind is no longer disturbed by flowery language of the Vedas, when it remains fixed in true trance of self-realization, then you will have attained divine consciousness. So we have discussed this, what is flowery language and becoming fixed. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam thayapaharata chetasam. So I was telling other day, Bhogaishwarya, why Brahmacharya training? Brahmacharya training is meant for, we are told to keep away from women. Women is the epitome of Bhoga. And Aishwarya, wealth. Brahmachari won't have any money. Why it is like that? Because, so just to train that, be away from these things so that to fix our mind on spiritual life, samadho. Therefore, Brahmacharya training helps us to fix our mind on spiritual activities, on Krishna consciousness activities, on bhakti activities. So this is the verse for that. There it is told. Just it is told. From that verse we don't get up. It is told in a negative way. Those who are attached to Bhoga and Aishwarya, they are bewildered. They cannot fix their mind. And here it is told, when you have become detached from sense gratification, you will be able to fix your mind. Samadho achala buddhis. Achala buddhis means unwavering intelligence. This will become fixed. You got the idea? So, I was talking to our dear friend Animesh in the morning. So, I was encouraging him, why don't you join ashrama? So, he was telling, I want to become detached. I want to become frustrated by working and become detached. And then I will join it. So, that may not come even just by working. After following Buddhi Yoga, that result is detachment. Right or not? Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayada Chetu. Then knowledge and Vairagya comes by following Bhakti Yoga. So Brahmacharya Ashram is not that, we become detached from world and we come. Brahmacharya Ashram is meant for training to become detached. That is a Brahmacharya Ashram. Got it? See, this is the result of Buddhi Yoga. And then you become Vipratipanna. To say that one is in samadhi is to say that he has fully realized Krishna consciousness. That is, one in full samadhi has realized Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The highest perfection of self-realization is to understand that one is eternally the servitor of Krishna. And so one's business is to discharge one's duties in Krishna consciousness. A Krishna conscious person or unflinching devotee of the Lord should not be disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas, nor be engaged in pretty activities or promotion to the heavenly kingdom. In Krishna consciousness, one becomes directly in communion with Krishna, and thus all directions from Krishna may be understood in that transcendental state. One is sure to achieve results by such activities and attain conclusive knowledge. One has only to carry out the orders of Krishna or his representative, the spiritual master. So now, just concluding verse, in this word, in this section, what is condemned? Mostly karma kanda is condemned very much, right or not? Because it is sense gratification within Vedic culture. You got the idea? Sense gratification within Vedas is condemned. That is karma kanda portion. Why that is condemned? So in modern days, people are engaged in sense gratification in a capricious way, in a sinful way. So they are engaged. So But in those days, they were engaged in sense gratification by following karmakanda portions of Vedas. So that is condemned here, you can see. And that is condemned in a very sophisticated way. Sense gratification, that is, first of all, that is sophisticated sense gratification, very aristocratic way of enjoying senses by following the regulated prescribed duties, performing sacrifices, doing punya, pious activities. So that is sophisticated sense gratification, and that sophisticated sense gratification is condemned by Krishna in a sophisticated philosophical analysis. That is the conclusion of this whole section, if you see. Very philosophically he cuts it down. So condemned sense gratification. See, this is a thought level of Bhagavad Gita, you know, very aristocratic thought level it is. Sense gratification by karmakanda process is most sophisticated way. So achala buddhi, similar to vyavasayatmika buddhi. Nishala is another similar word. Achala or vyavasayatmika can be attained by nishkama karma yogis. Okay, so we'll stop here. I am leaving early so that we have to do putting cow dung to temple hall, because again that, you know, floor breaks down again and again. We have to at least 1 week. We should have done it on Saturday or Sunday. Today is again Wednesday. Thursday, no, today. So we can do that. Everyone can go and finish it in half an hour, you know. Just everyone can go, including Gurukula, just half an hour finish it off. Then you all can go to your step. Right? I think we may have to get more cowdung, no? Just check. If it is sufficient, is it sufficient?
This time we have got many.
So it is already brought us. Some people can bring water, some people can. Okay. So what you all can do, both of you can take the boys and you for a four of senior devotees and other Gurukula boys can do that. Others can relax. He is looking tired. And he always has some more services always. And he has some service which I want to give. Yeah. Gurukula